We are so glad you're joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell. We'd love to hear from you. Join us at Twitter, at eRadioSports. We're going one-on-one with Pat Dooley, well-known sports columnist with the Gainesville Sun, as we are zeroing in on the Florida Gators, giving the preview. They're looking to get the bounce, the reprieve, after that 4-8 season last year. Will Muschamp entering into his fourth season. So we talked about it, you know, how Florida has struggled. They were hit hard with a slew of injuries. What is the biggest issue that they need to solve coming into the 2014 season?
Well, the number one thing for the fans is the offense. The offense has got to be, I mean, it's one thing to lose, but to lose and be boring is bad combination.
Yeah.
They need to be better at that regard. But to me, I think the key is up the middle at defensive tackle and at safety, where they've got some guys who played but have never been anything special. And I'm just curious whether they're going to step up. You know, Leon Orr is a fifth-year senior. He's actually one of the last eight players left there that was signed by Urban Meyer. And, okay, is it time for him to play well? You know, and Darius Cummings being the other tackle, their depth there is very young. At safety, you know, Marcus May, Jabari Gorman, these guys, you know, Brian Poole, whoever it ends up being, those guys haven't played a whole lot. So that's where I'm just curious to see how they respond at those two positions, because everybody kind of assumes that because it's Will Muschamp, they'll be fine on defense. And I don't think it's necessarily, I mean, you can't just guarantee that. So, I mean, look, I think their offense has to be better. There's no way it could be as bad as it was last year. If it's adequate and the defense plays up to Muschamp standards, they could be a really good team. If the offense is really good and the defense is better than maybe I think they're going to be, they could be a national contender. If the defense struggles and the offense has to try to outscore them and they can't do that, you know, it could be a mediocre season again. So I think that's the big thing. I want to see how those tackles and the safeties play.
You know, Pat, you had said earlier a lot of unknowns in terms of the impact of the new offensive coordinator, Kurt Roper, coming over from Duke. I mean, so what do you think your offensive expectations might be with this new up-tempo offense? And, you know, a lot of curiosity in terms of how the players are going to adapt to that.
Yeah, I think all of us are kind of eager to see how it is. And we're not going to find that out in the first two games. And maybe not even the third one. They play Kentucky at home. We'll find out in Alabama. We'll find out against LSU. You know, in those kind of games, that's when you're going to really see what this offense is and what they've got in store for us. But, look, it's going to be – they're going to put Jeff Driskel in the shotgun exclusively. That's what he was recruited here to play in.
Okay.
And that's what he was best at. In 2012, when they won 11 games, he was in the shotgun a lot. And when he was in the shotgun, that's when they had their best offense. So you're going to see him in the shotgun. You see some more up-tempo. I was talking to one of their corners, Vernon Hargraves, the other day, and he said, look, where this offense kills you as a defensive back is they'll take their shots down the field, and you come back, you're not subbing out because, you know, first of all, you're Vernon Hargraves, so you're not coming out of the game.
Uh-huh.
And they bring in a fresh receiver and go deep again. So I said, well, I did not know you were permitted to throw the ball more than 10 yards down the field, because I watched this team for 2 years. But apparently they're going to throw the ball down the field some, and I think that in itself is going to make Florida fans happy. I don't even think it matters if they complete them. Just to make an attempt to do something down the field, I think will get people excited. So it'll be interesting. We're all kind of eager to see exactly how it works, and how it works especially in big games.
You know, Pat, you talk about how you're excited. I got to wonder about the players. They're a great anticipation that they've got, and just the opportunity now with this new offense to be able to make big plays. All I can say is you better be in shape, because tempo, speed, timing, I mean, it has certainly changed significantly.
Yeah, you know, college football kind of changed overnight. It was really weird. It was a game that was really played with the exception of teams like Oregon. It was played in a way that they basically were running the ball, play defense. It was old-style SEC football. And you saw Alabama and LSU have great success doing that. And then all of a sudden with the Melzahn and Gary Pinkel and some other coaches came in, and all of a sudden it just changed. And I think that's why you see not only is Muschamp changing his offense up, but you see – Nick Saban hires Lane Kiffin. You know, he's not going to try to win 17-14 anymore. He knows he needs to score points. So all of college football kind of made a change, and it's all cyclical. You know, it could go back in 5 years. We may see everybody trying to run the ball and play defense again. It's just the way it works.
Well, we certainly have seen that even in the Big 12 Conference. We had Coach Patterson, Gary Patterson, on just a few weeks ago, and he was talking about just the offensive changes that are taking place. Talk to us about the offensive line. They've really lacked toughness over the past couple of years.
Well, I think that, you know, having Chaz Greenback is going to help. I think their first five is pretty good. I think they've got a couple of good backups. The question is depth. They can't afford injuries right now because their depth is very young and hasn't been in the trenches. So right now, that's an area where they really can't afford an injury. I think quarterback and offensive line are the two biggest ones. But their starters are pretty solid. I mean, they're good players. Tyler Moore's a good guard. He's not a tackle, though. We found that out. I think having Chaz Green, I think DJ Humphries on the other end, you know, at tackle, those are two pretty good tackles there. And they're going to, you know, I'm curious to see Max Garcia at center. He was a guard last year and pretty good solid player. As a center, you know, he's got to be the captain out there, so we'll see how he does.
And obviously the most obvious question, of course, is Jeff Driscoll. I mean, he's healthy. He's ready to go. He had that broken right leg last year. A great deal of anticipation. What were your thoughts watching, listening to him in that preseason media day?
He's very confident right now, and he even said to me the other day, he says, you know, this may come be surprising from a team that went 4-8, but we're a really confident team. And I think they have confidence in this new offense. He's got a little chip on his shoulder. He's heard some of the things. I mean, it's amazing some of the negativity that's come his way for a guy who really, you know, only played 2+ games last year, but he threw a couple of picks. And I think the Miami game really hurt Florida fans. Losing that game down at Miami, probably the last time, maybe the last time they ever play, but it's certainly the last time they played for a long time. And to lose that game, and Jeff played a great game other than three plays, but those three plays cost him the game. And I think that kind of just left Gator fans with a sour taste. Then against Tennessee, he throws a pick six and gets hurt on the play. And I just sense that the Gator fans aren't that confident in him. And I can tell him, look, he can be really good. He's a talented kid. And behind him, you got a true freshman, a Will Greer. I mean, I don't think Skylar Morningway can play. So, you know, you better hope he doesn't get hurt. You better hope he plays well.
Well, it was pretty obvious, too, when he did get hurt, that Florida was unprepared to play without him. What is the backup situation this year for the Gators?
Well, they had Tyler Murphy. They had to dumb down the offense, but they had to change the offense. They couldn't do the things they were going to do before. And then he got hurt, hurt his shoulder against LSU, and he tried to play through it, but was just awful. Actually, handed Vanderbilt the game. I mean, Vanderbilt, I think, had 150 yards of offense and scored 34 points. So, and then he finally couldn't go anymore, and then he went to Morningway, and it was just, you know, he just couldn't throw. So, backup quarterback, Will Greer is an unbelievable athlete. I hope he gets to play. They also have a kid whose name is going right by me right now, who's an incoming freshman who they will probably run some wildcat with him. They're going to play a backup quarterback in that first game and run some things with it. Now, who it will be, we'll see. My gut is going to be Will Greer, but there's been a lot of talk about redshirting him and getting some distance between him and Driscoll, because Driscoll technically could come back next year. And he's in grad school, but he has another year of eligibility if he wants it.
Pat, we appreciate you joining us. We look forward to catching up with you and the start of college football, okay?
Anytime.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead tonight at YSR.